strange, really. I mean, they've had 3 matches at home and haven't won any of them, but they've been very effective away. So that tells us the Swindon are a good away team. And, you know, if you've got 2 riders, I've said this so many times, who are riding really well, as Doyle and Morris were, then you can stay in any match.
And it's probably the first time in 4 home meetings that there's been a bit of inconsistency in the Wolves' performance.
A little bit, but I mean, I think you've got to credit the opposition for that. I think that I would have liked to have seen Freddie in E15, but he's got a knee which is swelling, you know, quite quickly as a result of that, doing the splits in E13. So we've got an ice pack on that now, so hopefully he's going to be okay. But no, we're happy with the 3 points, and you know, we don't begrudge Swindon a point. You know, they contributed a lot to what was a very good meeting.
And it meant the final few heats, when it was even more important that Sam Masters got that win in heat 11 when Jason Doyle was going for double points.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about, you know, it was obvious when Morris didn't put it on 2 races earlier what Swindon's game plan was, and we got Sam fired up for that race. Shame he missed the start in E13 slightly, otherwise, you know, he could have repeated the dose. But no, all in all, it was a good match, and I thought it was refreshing as well that it was a competitive meeting. You know, Swindon actually came and gave us a game, which we haven't had here for 3 or 4 weeks.
And, you know, around the country, people are saying that actually this Wolves lineup looks good enough to repeat having won the league title last year. You've been quite cautious in what you've said about that.
Yeah, it's a bit more than a bit premature, I would think. You know, we just keep our feet on the ground and keep piling the points up, and you know, we're approaching that watershed moment when everybody's done 4 at home and 4 away, and then a new set of averages will come out, and team strengths will be reduced to 42 points, and then it'll be very interesting then to see, you know, what moves those teams who are lagging behind make, because at the minute the overall picture is, you know, more than unclear.
Do you expect to see quite a lot of change around the league?
Not a lot, because a lot of the riders who can make a difference have already been snapped up, which is precisely why, you know, we made our move when we did in the middle of April. You know, the effective riders to be hooked out of what was the Premier League have all been taken now, with the possible exception of the Worrell twin at Glasgow. So I think that anybody looking to significantly strengthen now is going to have to look overseas, and that presents its own problems.